News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida residents streamed out of the Tampa Bay area Tuesday ahead of Hurricane Milton, now a Category 5 storm on track for landfall Wednesday night. We were aboard a NOAA aircraft flying through Milton, getting bounced around pretty hard. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan warns the storm surge a big danger.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building. And it's not just the water. It's not going to be filling up like a bathtub. This is water that's going to violently be pushed onshore from the Gulf of Mexico with destructive wave action on top of it.
Vice President Kamala Harris on a media tour doing three more interviews for national audiences, including The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. After telling The View she couldn't think of anything she'd do differently than President Biden, J.D. Vance told a rally in Michigan,
"For anybody watching at home, just ask yourself the very basic question. Kamala Harris has been in charge for 4 years. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?"
And Donna Warder has new poll findings.
About 70% of black registered voters surveyed by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research have a somewhat or very favorable view of Vice President Kamala Harris, with few differences on how black men and women view the Democrat. For former President Donald Trump, about 80% of black voters have a somewhat or very unfavorable view of the Republican. And about half of black voters believe Harris would change the country for the better. For Trump, 10% said he'd change the country for the better. Donna Warder, Washington.
A decade after the water crisis in Flint, Michigan raised alarms about lead in tap water, President Biden set a 10-year deadline for cities to replace lead pipes. And if you've been following Alaska's Fat Bear contest, Grazer beat Chunk to win her second title. And there's a grim backstory. Chunk killed Grazer's cub this summer. This is AP News. U.S. elections rate among the world's most expensive. WITF Radio's Jordan Wilkie has a look.
Federal candidates report campaign donations and expenditures to the Federal Election Commission. Both statewide and state legislative candidates report to the Department of State, and local candidates report, you guessed it, locally. Stephen Medvig, political science professor at Franklin and Marshall College, says both reporting requirements and transparency change at each level.
When you go down the various levels of government from the FEC down to state level, down to local level, it just gets harder and harder. And the mechanism for any citizen who might want to check out those reports, it just gets more cumbersome.
Government transparency groups like Open Secrets take state and federal campaign finance data and make it easier to navigate and draw connections between donors and candidates or political projects. That's especially important in Pennsylvania, which is one of 11 states with no limitations on the amount of money an individual can donate to campaigns. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.